My name is Tim Portlock.
We're in front of your work, and I absolutely do not know how to describe it. How would you describe what we're looking at?
I would say that I'm using the tools that are employed in the production of computer games to make images that are in the genre of the traditional American landscape image. So I'm basically using computer gaming visual effects software to make landscape images of cities that have encountered some level of decline.
Wow, so this is made in video game production software. This isn't actually a screenshot from a game.
No, this isn't. So for a big chunk of time, I made artwork by modifying computer games. And in the process of doing that, I learned how to use a lot of the tools that are involved in the production pipeline of computer games. So the tools that I'm specifically using to make this work are also used for, basically to make 3D models and at times to do 3D animation.
So we're looking at these landscapes, and when I walked by these, I thought, oh, that's a screenshot from Grand Theft Auto 5, or that's directly from a video game. But that's not. You made every piece of this visual story.
I did, but the buildings that you see in each of the images are based on actual buildings in the real world. So all of the buildings that you see in all of these images are empty and abandoned buildings from various cities that I've visited, and then I use the software to recreate them in virtual space. And then from those models, I construct my version of those cities. So the three cities that are represented in the show, one is Philadelphia, which at the time I made this piece had 40,000 empty and abandoned buildings. And my idea for this was that there was a empty city that was in the middle of the inhabited city. And I wanted to visualize the scale of empty and derelict buildings in the city by just constructing a city from those buildings. The middle image is based on Las Vegas, Nevada, around 2010, when it was the home foreclosure capital of the United States. And then the final image is based on Camden, New Jersey, which has struggled with industrial decline for the last 50 years.
Wow, what gave you this idea? What inspired you to create these video game visuals?
So my background is as a painter, and I've always really enjoyed the landscape tradition. And I'm particularly interested in the American landscape tradition and what that genre of art was created to communicate. And I wanted to tie that into the contemporary conditions of urban American cities. Using visual effects, 3D modeling, animation software, the tools that are used to make computer games enabled me to talk about that genre and the ideas that it was meant to communicate from a contemporary perspective. Part of the reason why all of these cities are in decline has to do with technology, and I thought it was appropriate to use digital technology to make these images.
These are so detailed, and I know you're working from a real place, so there's a template there. But the amount of detail here is astounding. And I love how you do the sky. How long does it take you to do this?
I would say on average it takes about 2 years to do a complete body of work. So usually I make them in groups of six, and they all get finished at the same time. So each image represents a different series, and I would say each series took 2 to 3 years.
That's amazing and astounding. So you're going through and you're building each level, right? Each layer.
I have a library of buildings, and then I have a library of buildings that correspond to each city. And then I take buildings out of the library and put them together in different combinations to make these facsimiles or these pastiches of the individual cities. So theoretically, I could make an endless number of images based on just recombining these buildings in different ways.
What's the reception of your work like? What do people say when they see it?
I mean, it depends on where I am showing the work. So I would say on the whole, I have like a positive reception. I'm also really concerned about making representations of the different cities that I visit, as oftentimes I'm not a resident of those cities, so I try to give people the opportunity to respond to the work. But generally, I would say it's pretty positive.
When you were approached or heard about this exhibition, what did you think?
I think that computer games are a major part of contemporary popular culture, and I think they're really important to think about as a creative medium, and I think there should be more